Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. If you're feeling like you're constantly chasing some mythical ideal of perfection, you're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with flawless Instagram feeds, airbrushed magazine covers, and achieving that picture-perfect life. But let's be real, folks, perfect doesn't exist. And chasing it? Well, that's just setting yourself up for disappointment, stress, and a whole lot of unnecessary pressure. Today, we're diving into the powerful Stoic philosophy of embracing imperfection and letting go of unrealistic expectations. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being emotionless and stoic? Not exactly. While Stoics valued discipline and rationality, they also understood the human experience, the ups and downs, the triumphs and the stumbles. They recognized that life isn't a linear path to perfection. It's a messy, beautiful journey filled with both sunshine and storms. So, how do we break free from this relentless pursuit of perfection? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this terrain. First off, remember that expectations are often the root of our unhappiness. When we set unrealistic expectations for ourselves or others, we create a recipe for disappointment. It's like setting yourself up for failure before you even begin. Think about it, ever plan a vacation with a meticulously detailed itinerary only to have everything go sideways? I know I have. It's always those spontaneous detours that end up being the most memorable, right? Next, cultivate self-acceptance. Embrace your quirks, your flaws, and all the things that make you uniquely, wonderfully you. Remember, nobody's perfect, and trying to be someone you're not is exhausting and ultimately futile. It's like wearing ill-fitting shoes, it just doesn't feel good. Be kind to yourself and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Third, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions to those events. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, channel your energy into what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your attitude. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your own ship. Steer towards the horizon, not the rocks. Now, let's talk about gratitude. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our outlook shifts dramatically. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Gratitude is like a magnet, it attracts more positivity into your world. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Don't let them derail you. See them as opportunities to learn and grow. Every stumble is a chance to dust yourself off, adjust course, and come back stronger. Think of it like training for a marathon. You're going to have some tough moments, but those challenges ultimately make you more resilient. Think about that time you were preparing for a big presentation. You probably spent hours crafting your slides, rehearsing your delivery, and visualizing success. But what if something unexpected happened? Maybe your laptop crashed, or you forgot a key point. Ever feel like the ground is suddenly shifting beneath your feet? You're not alone. Those moments of uncertainty can be incredibly stressful. But remember, that's where stoicism comes in. Instead of panicking, take a deep breath and assess the situation. What can you control? What do you need to adjust? Now, I don't know about you, but I find that reframing my mindset during those moments can make all the difference. It's like hitting the reset button and approaching the situation with fresh eyes. So, what are the biggest takeaways we've unpacked today? Let's recap. Embrace imperfection, ditch unrealistic expectations, practice self-acceptance, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about enjoying the journey, learning from our experiences, and embracing the messiness along the way. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and keep striving for progress, not perfection. Share your thoughts with us on social media. I'd love to hear how you're applying these Stoic principles in your own lives. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.